Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Danielle Sampaglia, and here's what's happening. Today, we're expected to hear from the Muslim community in West Philly that organized the end of Ramadan event that abruptly ended when shots rang out this week. As for the investigation, police released the identity of one of the suspects that was arrested. The four others taken into custody are teenagers who are facing charges as well. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from West Philadelphia.
Police say 21-year-old Kabir Oglesby Hicks is facing a number of weapons charges. Out of the five people arrested, he's the only adult. The rest, three boys and a girl, who are 15 and 16 years old. Police have yet to go into detail about their exact involvement, but law enforcement officials say they're facing weapons and reckless endangerment charges as of now, with more investigative work taking place. The shooting happened at Clara Muhammad Square, the park where 1,000 or so people gathered for the Eid al-Fitr event that had gone on without a hitch for many years. But the event ended Wednesday when police say two groups fired shots at each other. Two innocent bystanders were hurt. Police say an officer shot an armed teen as well. All three of the wounded are recovering. At this point, police have not laid out a motive for the shooting that has really shaken up this community. But it's a community, Philadelphia Masjid, that is vowing to move forward. Organizers say they'll continue to host their big events at the park. In West Philly, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
They were expecting a lot of applications, and they got a flood of them. 4,000 student teachers applied for Pennsylvania's first-ever stipend in the first 24 hours. But a lot of them are going to be disappointed. There's only 650 spots open. The stipends are $10,000 to $15,000, depending on the district. The program is intended to address the state's teacher shortage. Anyone who receives the stipend must commit to teaching in Pennsylvania for 3 years. The state legislature approved $10 million for the program this year, but Governor Shapiro is asking for $15 million next year. The state's largest teachers union would like to see $75 million. Race car drivers at the Maple Grove Raceway in Berks County are revving their engines and burning some rubber for one of their biggest drag races and car shows of the year tomorrow. KYW's Sheridan Howard reports.
So how fast could this thing go?
We've been about 152 mile an hour.
That's Shane Swigert with Maple Grove Raceway. He and his team are gearing up for Musclepalooza.
It's a quarter mile event with a burnout competition, rev competition. They have a car show.
Gotta have a car show.
Oh, yeah. Plenty to do for the family. They do a lot with collector cars.
And Shane says a day at the track isn't complete without a test drive. I'm in.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
And then there's flames coming out of the engine. It's pretty awesome. Sheridan Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Danielle Sampaglia. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.